Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Rodgers lets it fly. Catch, turn, touchdown, Freiermuth. Washington lined up off the line. Cut it to the outside. Warren takes it in. Touchdown, Pittsburgh.
Mark Caboli getting set to join us. He got caught in traffic. Text from Mark, and I quote, "I bleeping hate Pittsburgh." I don't think it's you. I think it's the traffic. Football Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Aaron Rodgers was critical of the way the offense played yesterday.
Did we really? Yeah. Well, we started off pretty slow. I mean, it was pretty ugly on offense for a decent part of the day. Had a lot of chances. But our defense played incredible, you know, after getting blasted for the last week. Really proud of them. Thought the energy was great. Thought there was a good message last night by Jalen, and I think the guys responded well.
I had somebody text in earlier saying that with that quote, Rodgers was taking a shot at the Pittsburgh media. Maybe, maybe not. He was factual in his statement. The defense was getting blasted all week, and rightfully so. You can't say you're going to be a historically great defense and stink it up the way they have against Green Bay and Cincinnati and not hear it. If they weren't hearing it, we'd probably be in a market like Carolina or something, or Atlanta, where they care more about college football and baseball, or one of those West Coast teams where they're sunbathing and swimming and it's 75 degrees and sunny every day. This is Pittsburgh, and when the defense doesn't play well, you're going to hear about it. Caboli took exception to the fact that somebody rolled a casket out there, a black and gold casket that had an insert in it that read RIP Pittsburgh Steelers defense. Caboli was offended on behalf of the Steelers. They should have been offended too, but you know what? It was their own fault. Play good defense or people are going to rip you for it. But we're here to talk about the offense at 412-928-9370. They started slow. Rodgers is right about that. They didn't run the ball well enough at all. Rodgers is right about that. But you still scored 24 points off of turnovers. People are blowing up the text line saying they didn't put up anything offensively from a yardage standpoint. Yeah, they had short fields all game. There were aspects not to like, and I've already outlined those. I thought the offensive line at times and pass protection wasn't great either. But the biggest concern for me is one that I think we've all had for a long time here, and that's you don't have a viable number two wide receiver. And I get it that Roman Wilson had been good the last couple of weeks leading into this one, and then he had the fumble. I understand that Calvin Austin had 5 catches for 56 yards. But those guys are going to be allowed to eat when DK Metcalf gets totally taken out of the game. And that's what happened here. DK Metcalf had 2 catches for 6 yards. This offense has been the reason why the Steelers have been in first place pretty much wire to wire. Because of Aaron Rodgers and what they're doing on that side of the ball, and Arthur Smith deserves a ton of credit for that. They need to be better, though. If this team isn't just poised to win a weak division, but one that can actually be a contender, then you need to threaten every blade of grass. And they just don't. I'm elated with the tight end production. A terrible drop from Jonnu Smith yesterday. You get paid way too much money to not make that play. Couple of drops from Darnell Washington as well, but he had 4 catches for 43 yards. You'll take that week in and week out for him. You need more from your wide receivers. They had 62 receiving yards from wide receivers yesterday. DK Metcalf had only 6 of them. Calvin Austin had 56 of those 62 yards. I think you need to add another piece. Maybe Marquez Valdez-Scantling is that guy. But now with that victory over the Colts, I think they've earned the opportunity to add something bigger than that. Whether it be a Jaylen Waddle from Miami or a Jacoby Myers from Las Vegas. But I think they need another body opposite of DK Metcalf. Because you saw it yesterday. When the opposition commits to stopping that guy, he can be stopped. And then what are you left with? You're nickel and diming people with Roman Wilson and with Calvin Austin. And eventually that'll catch up to you. Anthony in North Huntington wants to chime in. Hi, Anthony.
Well, thank you for having me on, Mr. Crowley. It's a wonderful victory Monday.
Yes, it is.
And I was just wondering if we would think about a guy like Darius Slayton, maybe going out and getting someone for a sixth-round pick, fifth-round pick, who can be another option. Calvin Austin did have a good day yesterday, and it was disappointing to see that play with Washington lined up on the outside, and he just totally missed that ball that hit his chest early in the game. But I'm not going to be too critical on the offense. But you're right. I think another wide receiver would help. And DK Metcalf, he was totally shut down yesterday. So
I think you either go for a big fish, Anthony, and thank you so much for the call, man. I think you either go for a big fish in a Waddle or Jacoby Myers. But if you're going to get a guy like Darius Slayton, just as the example you used, I'd be more than happy with it just being Marquez Valdez-Scantling. Totally different body types. I think they need another bigger body guy. I don't think they need that precision route runner unless it's going to be a really, really good one. They need a reasonable facsimile of DK Metcalf, and they need a guy who can threaten down the field vertically. Waddle's a special player. Jacoby Myers is a good possession player. Those would be the exceptions. But I'm not giving up a six-round pick for a body type that they already have in spades. Hi, Rob. You're next up.
Hello.
What up, Rob?
What up? Hey, I'm calling. I disagree. We need a number two receiver. And the reason I disagree is we got Jonnu Smith. We're paying a couple million dollars for. You got Freiermuth. You're spending $30 million on DK Metcalf. And I don't think Arthur Smith's offense is made the way we think it's going to be. He's going to run. He's going to dunk and deke. He's going to hit his tight ends. Why waste another $18 million on a receiver when there's so many other holes in the defense, well, also on the offense, that you can plug holes into? We're paying $30 million for someone to do absolutely nothing. And you got Jaylen Warren, who's leading the team in reception.
Do you think Jonnu Smith's going to turn it around?
No, I think he sucks. But
well then you need another playmaker, don't you?
Well, what about 19? I can't think of his name right now. I mean, he's been injured all week. He came back, had 2 nice catches. He's the best receiver on the field yesterday.
Yeah, I'm taller than that guy. He's a nice player. He's a 3. Go get a 2. What happens if DK gets hurt? And think about yesterday. They took DK Metcalf totally out of the game. You want to know why? Because no one's scared of Calvin Austin. No one's scared of Roman Wilson. Go get somebody that scares people. And the Steelers also damned if they do and damned if they don't, right? We open up the phone lines during the offseason. Oh, they bring in Jalen Ramsey. Oh, they're spending all this money on defense. They spend more money on defense than any team in the NFL. And then you pitch, hey, maybe add some salary to the offensive side. Whoa, no, 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 you can't do that. You serious about trying to win this division, get a home playoff game, and do something you hadn't done in 8 years, which is win a playoff game? Go get another piece. And people got it all wrong, I think, with Arthur Smith. You know, the best year he ever had as an offensive coordinator, which got him the Atlanta Falcons job. You had A.J. Brown on the outside who had 1,000 yards receiving, and they had Corey Davis on the outside who had about 1,000 yards receiving. If he's got two receivers, guess what? They'll throw the ball to two receivers. Because here's the thing about Rodgers. He's going to throw the ball to the open man. I'd love to see them go out and get a guy now. I said it all hinged upon what happened against Indianapolis. If they were sitting here at 4-4 and they got embarrassed again, then no, they don't deserve, as a 53-man roster, to have somebody added that can help. But if they won, go out and get a guy. They won. So go out and get a guy. 412-928-9370. Give us a ring on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. You can also tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And you can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Mark Caboli has entered the chat. We will chat with him about that Steelers big-time victory yesterday when we return.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Mark Caboli, kind enough, since Doran won't be back until Thursday, of hanging out with us for the remainder of the show, and he is brought to you by Icy Light. Mark, also brought to us by Keystone Custom Apparel. The holiday rush is coming, so act fast. Visit KeystoneCustomApparel.com to get a free quote. They did all the pony shirts for the nipple piercing.
Mm.
Pony's taking full credit for the Steelers' turnaround, by the way, saying the nipple piercing is going to turn their season around.
Yeah,
he might be onto something. You don't know.
Well, he also said that Steichen owns Mike Tomlin in the first quarter yesterday, so how did that end up working out?
I mean, Steichen does own Mike Tomlin, or it did until yesterday.
You know, you put enough stuff out there, eventually you'll be right. Right, Pony?
I mean, I think he's turned over a new leaf since his nipples were poked.
Well, you know who might be on the trading block is Deebo Samuel. Maybe he was just a year behind. I wonder if it's at the goal line.
On the 49ers, wide receiver, former 49ers. Yeah, I would be, I'd be calling Washington up now because their season's done. They're 3-6 and their quarterback's arm, oh my God, I'm getting nauseous just thinking about it. Snap the opposite way. Hope no one's out there eating their oatmeal.
Well, the good thing
about cream of wheat.
I mean, I love cream of wheat.
Me too.
If there was one good thing about it, it's not the throwing hand. So
Yeah.
If you're looking at a little silver lining to that, oh, I mean, a very talented individual, and you need more quarterbacks like that in this league to make this league as it is. But lucky it was his left hand, I guess.
Yeah, if you're looking for a silver lining there. Also, Miami looks like they're having a fire sale, Mark.
Yeah, but they said I read that Jalen Waddle was 100% off the market until he's
I
not,
read
right?
it too, but I exactly right. Exactly right. I mean, you trade Jalen Phillips. I realize that he has this was the last year of his deal.
Jalen Phillips is a huge get, man. That guy's good.
He is good. And Philly's pretty good at what they do. They've added three pieces now. Do you think the Steelers add anything before the deadline?
Yeah, I think they have.
Wide receiver?
You know, I was a little bit cool on the wide receiver trading for him recently because I figured that, you know, they didn't really need it. Roman Wilson was looking good. Calvin Austin was coming back. But just noticing how, I don't know, I hate to say the word simple, but I will. How simple it's been to take DK Metcalf out of games. And only thing that tells me is you know, they're doubling him. They're rolling to the side. They're bracketing him, whatever they're doing. They're not having any respect for the other side of the formation. So saying that, do you break the bank? At this point, you went all in with Kyle Duggar. You went all in with basically everything off season. If you can't acquire somebody within reason, and I'm not saying normally if you're getting traded right now, you're looking fifth round. I mean, look what Jalen Phillips. Was he a sixth rounder?
He was third.
Was he a sixth rounder they got for him or something?
A third?
They got a third.
For Jalen Phillips, yeah.
Wow, that's high.
I agree with that.
If you're able to get something of value without breaking the bank, yes, go for it. And I think that Omar has been looking for that for a while right now. I'm not really looking, not very interested in guys like Lazard, like Valdez, Scantling. What are they going to bring? Are they a needle mover?
It's tough because you're never going to know exactly how it all goes down. If the asking price is too high on guys and you wind up with Marquez Valdez Scantling, you figure he'd get up to speed with Rodgers quickly. I mean, shoot, look at what Kyle Duggar did yesterday. He played 77 of 78 snaps. Different position. You can get on the moving train. If that's their fallback option, I can live with it. But I'd like to go big game hunting because I think yesterday cemented it for me, Mark. They won the game, and I said they have to win the game to be deserving of having this roster get added to. But in addition to that, they had 62 yards from wide receivers and 6 from DK Metcalf. You need another threat on the other side. And I don't think Calvin Austin stinks. And apart from the fumble yesterday, I think Roman Wilson, that's a big problem. But I think he's on the up and up. Yes. You need a big-time guy, if possible, on the other side.
So you're going all in. You're going.
I'd give up a third-round pick for Jacoby Myers.
Ooh, I wouldn't do that. Third-round pick?
Yeah.
For a rental player for 6 months?
I'm signing him to a long-term deal, but yeah.
That's difficult.
Well, because you think about it. Like, do I want to give up a ton of draft capital from next year's draft? No, absolutely I don't. But you get a proven wide receiver who's not going to be a $30 million a year wide receiver. And if you can extend him, that's probably what you'd be using a third round pick on anyhow as a wide receiver.
You sound like you're just describing what they did with Mike Williams last year. They brought him in, thought he could be that guy. And by the time he got onto that moving train, the season was over.
The difference is he was a pure rental, and I want Jacoby Myers to be here in the black and gold for a while. And that way, when you have a rookie next year, maybe, or it's Aaron Rodgers again, you know who your receivers are. That's a pretty damn good landing spot for a rookie quarterback then. If you've got DK on one side, Jacoby Myers on the other, and all these tight ends. So I think you can solve two issues. You could help this year's team, and you could help your future quarterback with a proven pass catcher.
Yeah, I can guarantee this. If there's anybody out there to be had, Omar is looking, and Omar will do it. And you saw what they've done for the past couple of years, especially this year. If there's somebody available that they think that makes better this year for this run, for this particular 2 months, they're going to do it. They're not going to hesitate. It's just a matter if they're going to get the deal they want and maybe the player that they want. I mean, Valdez Scantling, I mean, is he any more of a needle mover than what they already have?
No, he has to be the fallback option. He's a different body type than they have, and he can stretch the field. if you believe what Rodgers was selling the other day, that he still got it.
Oh, you have to look, honestly, too. I think you have to look at the back end of the defense, too.
I like the way they played yesterday, man.
I love Ramsey. I said this as soon as Elliott was out. I'm like, I want to see Ramsey at safety. I would like to see him move around a little bit more than just being stuck there. Would he play a dozen snaps maybe somewhere else?
Let's get more into that coming up at the bottom of the hour, because I want to stay with the trade thing real quick. And I guess you were talking about the secondary.
Yeah.
The Chiefs lost yesterday, right?
And third place in the West.
Yes. And I had been thinking the Chiefs are the Chiefs again, and they're just going to waltz their way into the AFC Championship game at least. So they lose. They're 5-4. They're on the outside looking in. More important than that, they go 2 Mile High next week. Then they've got the Colts. Then they've got the Cowboys on the road. Then they've got the Texans. Then they've got the Chargers. Their next five games, man, are tough. And I'm not saying they're definitely going to be on the outside looking in, but there's a chance they're on the outside looking in. Mm-hmm. Indianapolis, best team in the conference. You just beat them. You beat the New England Patriots, the second best team in the conference.
1-2 and potentially 6 next week at this time. Right?
Mm-hmm. I look at the AFC, and I'm not doing the thing where every time the Steelers win, I say they're a contender, and every time they lose, I say they suck.
Sounds like you are.
I'm not. I'm just saying, if you've been quote-unquote all in like you were saying, and now I look around and we just beat, and I'm looking at it from their perspective, if I'm Omar Khan, you just beat the top two teams in a conference, and I can go out there and add a piece that might help push me over the top, I have to take what's going on in the conference into my thought process here. If you had the Bills at the top of the league playing lights out football, and the Chiefs at the top of the league playing lights out football, and the Ravens at the top of the league playing lights out football, I'd be thinking, you're the best of the rest. What's the point? Man, I don't think the Steelers, I don't know that I'd pick them to win a playoff game. But if they win the division and Denver came to town, you got a damn good shot. If Indy came to town again, you have a damn good shot. Name a team. I think you got a damn good shot, but you need to augment this roster.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's they are going to try to do that. It's just a matter of who's available. I mean, you're looking at the Saints are 1-8 or any of those two guys. First of all, a needle mover. Second of all, available that you would want.
See, Shaheed's almost a good middle ground, right? Because he can take the top off a defense, but probably wouldn't cost you a day two pick.
Yeah. True. I mean, I think his return ability is not needed anymore.
Oh, boy, they got a guy, huh?
I mean, is there any time that he goes backwards? He seems to – I don't know what his average is, but it has to be darn close to double figures. I mean, maybe a Debo
He was great yesterday, wasn't he?
Yes.
And what a big brain move to kick the ball out of bounds on purpose.
Not only the big Danny brain move –
Danny Smith.
Not only the big brain move, but him actually being able to pull that off, which is not a very easy thing to do.
No. Keyshawn Williams – was excellent yesterday. Averaged 25 yards a kick return and 11.5 yards a punt return. That guy's found money, dude. He's been really good. And Calvin Austin's not a slouch at the punt return side of things either.
Yeah. I mean, I just don't know if there's a ton of anybody out there that's willing to be moved or wide receiver-wise that would make that much of a difference unless you do go potentially New Orleans or potentially –
Like, Calvin Ridley doesn't do it for me.
Would you take him, though? You wouldn't kick him out of the house, would you?
With beer goggles on, no. Sober, I probably would. You can text us 412-928-9370 or give us a ring on the hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Mike Tomlin, deservedly so, has been raked over the coals the last 2 weeks. Lack of making adjustments, the Steelers' defense being terrible. He made adjustments yesterday. Are they here to stay?
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Jones loses the ball. It got knocked away by Watt. T.J. Watt doing what he does best. Strip sack recovery.
Oh, my God. That had to feel good for T.J. Watt. And that was, to me, the play of the game. Mm-hmm. Mike Tomlin agrees. Aaron Rodgers agreed. The Colts were having their way with the Steelers' defense. They were going for it on fourth downs. And that flipped the game on its proverbial head, even though the Steelers didn't score off of that one, right? Mm-hmm. Now I'm all confused. I've confused myself.
I know they didn't score.
They didn't score off the muff. They scored off of that.
Which I thought the muff was a very significant play as well. But they didn't score off it. They had 24 points off the turnovers. So the muff did not count, which like I said, they were moving the ball at the time. So that was probably a significant play as well.
Yeah, they only win, Mark, when they force a whole bunch of turnovers. And if they don't, they lose. I mean, that's not an accident. Mike Tomlin called it after the game the lifeblood, not just of the defense, but of the team. Steelers had 5 defensive takeaways, 6 overall. The last 4 wins, the Steelers defense has 22 sacks and 13 turnovers. The last 2 Steelers losses, two sacks combined, mm-hmm. and no turnovers forced. So it's feast or famine for them. But Mike Tomlin made a lot of adjustments in this game. You believe in ESPN stats and information. I will for purposes of this argument. They said that the Steelers played 2 high safeties like 50% of the time.
Dumbed it down.
Coming in, they usually play it about 28% of the time. Mm-hmm. So they did a lot more of that. Ramsey played free. I thought the linebackers played great. But it was simplicity, Mark.
Yes.
And they also played that 4-3 a lot, too. And they got 3 outside backers on the field a whole bunch. So I thought Tomlin did a really good job, actually, of adjusting and playing a different style of defense in this game. The question is, was this just necessity is the mother of invention, or is this the way they're going to play moving forward? Because I think it allowed the guys to not think so much out there, just play fast and free.
Can it be both? I mean, it worked. I would guess that's not what they wanted to do, but that was what they were forced to do when Duggar doesn't show up on campus until 8 o'clock on a Thursday, 8 a.m. on a Thursday.
That's wild.
And you don't have much get him ready, so you better, for the lack of better words, dumb it down a little bit, make it a little bit more simpler.
Hand up. I didn't even friggin' notice him. And nah. I think that's the best compliment you could make.
Nah, it was just solid. And you wonder why, once again, Mike Vrabel doesn't have maybe a personality conflict or whatever it is. And on the flip side, I keep saying it, Omar got him for basically a Klondike and a Milkshake, right?
Well, and he did what he always does in these trades, which I love. Oh, we're gonna give up a sixth. Well, we're gonna get a seventh back in return.
Yeah, plus you're gonna pay most of that money, or we're gonna cut out the back 2 years of the deal. You can be a rental. You can prove your worth right here. We just need you for right now. So that was a very good trade by
him. He played well. I thought Ramsey was elite.
Yes, I mean,
he had five tackles, Mark. They were all solo tackles.
You know, there's something else you saw was, I don't know if it's because of they made it more simplistic, but, or unless it was just Daniel Jones, they actually had time to get to the quarterback, which we haven't seen in a month or longer than a month, where the guy was holding on to the ball a little bit longer, even during that first quarter, where they were able to get to him right now. And
do you think that was the coverage on the back end being a little stickier? I thought JPJ played as well as he's played all year.
Honestly, I think it might be Daniel Jones. A little part of him being a little bit hesitant.
Well, and so the score gets away from Indy, and that's what they do to other people. So that makes them one-dimensional. Not to mention you shut the run down, and then the game's on Daniel Jones, and you got to push the ball down the field.
Do they shut the run down, or do they choose not to run?
Yes, because they only gave up 3.2 yards per carry to that monster. But they didn't run it enough. He only had 14 carries.
I swear he didn't have back-to-back carries until midway through the second quarter. Mm-hmm. I go out there, and you know the issues that they've had running the ball. I want them to prove to me you're not stopping the best running back by far in the league through the first eight games.
You know what?
They didn't have to.
They've been a backwards team all year. They throw all year to open up the run. I think that's what Green Bay was getting into, too. They said, forget about the run. This is the worst pass defense in the league. We'll just take advantage of that. I think Indy wanted to do the same thing.
Yeah. Now, moving forward, like you ask, what do you do? This works so well. Do we go back to that? Do we go back to what wasn't working before, even though it's a little bit more complicated, a little bit more, you know, disguise going on, which leads to more miscommunication errors? Or not. I mean, can you get away with this with Justin Herbert?
I think you do the same thing. You have two safeties over the top. You play fast and free. And with Joe Alt likely not to play in the game, I think you can get after this guy. Mm-hmm. I mean, I look at what he was dealing with when Alt was hurt before. He was getting hit more than any quarterback in football. That injury is massive for them and for the Steelers.
Yeah, I can't wait till Starkey comes in here, He's been really down on Alex Highsmith. What has he ever done?
Okay.
Highsmith, this is what he's capable of doing.
Okay, so this is what I was going to do this to you at some point. Okay. I guess I'll do it to you now. You wrote your piece, which was fabulous, that you posted for the McAfee Show on Twitter. Oh, fire Tomlin. Oh, Highsmith. Mark.
What was the third line? Tongue in cheek, right?
Mark, every bit of criticism.
It was tongue in cheek.
Every bit of criticism over this Steelers defense this year and these last 2 weeks has been warranted because they've been asked. You took exception to the casket thing.
Well, I think that was just...
They deserved it.
Well, the bottom line, anyway, that casket thing was a funeral director trying to make some bucks and selling those suckers.
You know my dad sells caskets?
Does he sell Steeler ones?
They can do that, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That's what that was. That was just the... I guess that was a good business decision on him.
It was a great bit, too, and they deserved it, man. Like Rodgers said after the game, well, the defense has been hearing it for a couple of weeks. Yeah, of course they have. They had the worst pass defense in the NFL.
What I'm saying is they have the talent. That's all I was getting at. These are very talented guys. You don't want to get rid of Alex Highsmith for a wide receiver. I mean, I thought that was just crazy when that was being brought up. It could go all back to the
– He played great. Alex Highsmith played great.
What I'm saying is we could be sitting here next week, or you'll be sitting here while I'm on a plane somewhere saying, boy, this defense just can't put back-to-back games together.
Is that your way of telling me you're not going to be on the show next week?
I don't even know when my flight comes
back. I can't believe you're going back out to L.A. after what's happened to you out there.
It's not my favorite place to go to.
Flashbacks. Achilles popping left and right.
I think I'm a 6 a.m. flight. I don't even know.
All right, so no Caboli next Monday.
Well, maybe.
But we got you now.
LAX to Chicago, 6 a.m., which means 9 a.m. here, unless it's early.
Yeah, we're not gonna count on that. The question of the day really has been, do you think the Steelers' defense has turned the corner? And I don't think nobody can say yes. But this is what they're capable of.
Yes.
You're not going to do this every week, But you should do this more than you don't with how much money you're spending on the defense, with who your head coach is. The reasonable expectation, maybe not six turnovers, but you should walk out of most stadiums more often than not saying, oh, the defense played well. And you're the highest paid defense in the league. That should be the expectation. If they do it against the Herberts and they do it in the revenge game against Flacco, I'll buy in. But it's going to take more than one great performance to get me over that hump.
Man, you see Flacco put up almost 5 bills yesterday. Maybe he's actually pretty good.
I do feel, in retrospect, not better that they lost because they still should have won that football game. They had a 10-0 lead. I feel a smidge better because they are putting up points on everybody.
And he's hurt. He was hurt.
Mm-hmm.
He put up 5 bills. Still lost.
Feel a little bit better about the Chicago game coming up, too. All right. We'll go around the NFL a little bit when we come back. A lot of matchups that had to do with what the Pittsburgh Steelers will be doing the rest of the season. We'll dive into some of the biggest NFL storylines. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. We have spent the vast majority of today's show talking about the Steelers' defense, and for good reason. They forced 6 turnovers. They were outstanding against the league's best offense yesterday. Rodgers was critical of his offense's output, so we'll get to that coming up at the top of the hour, and you can chime in at 412-928-9370. In the meantime, we go around the NFL. Mark, sometimes when you're watching sports, something happens, and the only reaction you can have is to burst out laughing. When Chicago's tight end was prancing to the end zone after 3 Bengals converged and none of them made the tackle on him, I laughed so hard that I cried. Like, to play bad defense is one thing. That was no defense. Their defense is the worst I think I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's not good.
And they're done, by the way. At 3-6, they are done. And if I were them, please don't. I would not have Joe Burrow come back this season.
No. Have him ready for next year. But it seems like Cincinnati has trouble late in games holding the lead by giving up long touchdowns to tight ends.
Yes.
But there's only one difference. They were able to come back and beat
the Freiermuth touchdown was a laugher.
Yeah.
There was just too much time left on the clock. Like, Rodgers and Freiermuth won that game. The defense lost it. They didn't leave enough time for
Chase
Magic
Brown?
Flacco.
Did you hear what he said?
Yes. He was dropping F-bombs about how the defense stinks. So they're coming apart at the seams. They're done. It's now a 2-horse race in the AFC North. Ravens 2 games behind the Steelers, but Vegas still likes them as the favorite, minus 125 to win the North. The Steelers are plus 150. How about the Bills? They did what they always do. Like, I don't know that I feel any different about Buffalo.
Really?
They always beat the Chiefs in the regular season. I think they're 5-1 against Mahomes in the regular season, and then 0-4 in the postseason.
If I was the Bills, I would be hitting that trade market hard to get a wide receiver, because the difference between these Bills and the Bills in the past, I think, is James Cook. Every time you look at him, he's putting up a buck and a quarter.
He put 100 yards on the Chiefs for the first time that anybody's done it in like a year plus.
So if you get something figured out to help out Josh Allen, we know what he can do. I mean, this could be the year for the Bills.
See, yes, in the way that the AFC is breaking, but I think it's the Bills' worst team in like half a decade. Like, it's that guy and not much else. And I mean, I realize they play well defensively yesterday, but that hasn't been the norm.
When the Bills were in AFC championship games and playing their best, they had no desire to run the ball. They just said, forget it. Now they do have desire to run the ball.
I agree with that.
So I think that makes them a
Ed
little
Ed Oliver's
bit
out now. Like, defensively, they just don't scare me. It's a good weekend to feel better about some of the Steelers' other losses if you're interested in being glass half full kind of guy. The Bengals, they did put up the 42, so that offense is for real because they put up a bunch of points last week, even though they lost the game. The Vikings, they go on the road and they beat the best team in football, man. Yep. 27-24, little McCarthy. Ravens got to go to Minnesota next week. That's not going to be an easy game for them. And then the Patriots, you beat them, they win. They're sitting here at 7-2. Maybe you feel a little bit better.
And one of your losses are against arguably the best team in the
NFC.
That's
the other
Seattle.
Team I wanted to include.
Seattle.
Seattle's they're great defensively, man. And Jaxon Smith-Njigba might be the best receiver in the NFL right now.
Yes, he's very good. I mean, Darnold, I mean, wow. You talk about a late bloomer. The guy is Pro Bowl material right now. He's just making that team roll.
Stud.
Plus, but that NFC West is loaded. All three teams are 6-2 or 6-3.
On the flip side, if you're looking to be glass half empty, the Packers at home with a dud where they only score 13, and they get beat by a plucky Panthers team, Mark, at 16-13.
Yeah, Rico Dowdle, right? Another big game for him. And you'll never pick the Panthers to win a game. Every time you see, if you have a chance to pick them, you'll never pick them. But they just tend to keep winning. And you haven't heard much from David Tepper. Maybe that's the reason why.
The Philadelphia Eagles traded for edge rusher Jalen Phillips from the Miami Dolphins. They give up a third-round pick, high price to pay in return. Mm-hmm. So Vic Fangio gets his guy Phillips, who I'm guessing is going to go off in Philadelphia because he's got a great cast of characters. But it makes you wonder if Miami's open for business regarding Waddle.
Yeah. Giving up a third-round pick for Phillips is pricey unless you have every inkling of signing him to a long-term deal. Then it's relatively cheap.
And even if you don't, you just won the Super Bowl last year, you collect another title in your mind, and who cares if he comes back? Yeah. You got what you wanted to get. All right.
I don't know about Jair Alexander. He couldn't get on the field with Baltimore. How's he going to help out the Eagles? Knowing that, he'll turn into old Jair.
Of course he will. All right. That's around the NFL. Coming up next, we've spent all day on the Steelers' defense. What did we make of the offensive output from yesterday? The running game disappeared. So did DK Metcalf. First, Fan Weather's brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, a high of 51, low of 39. No precipitation. It's the Fan Morning Show.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations, galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.